Okay, so today is the 5th of January, yeah? First Tuesday class lesson, and we are going to have a special puja today. So now is exactly 8 o'clock, we will start the puja. Huh? So get ready to make the offering. Okay, today I will get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven. So the seven lucky one, huh? Teng Siong Su Fu is the first one. So you all got six left. Tonight I think those who help out more important. Pama Suri, Miss Lee, Susan, then Micah, Tiu, Chika Liang. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I can take one more. Mimi. Okay. Come. You can come and light. Yeah. Where did my wife put the lighter? Why you going to put underneath? I put on top there. And underneath. Okay. Yeah. Super light. Ni tian. Zhe ge. The rest light the candle. Yeah, oh, sorry. Ni tian na ge xiang de. Mimi, ne, go candle. Sadu. Okay. Okay. Well, till come the candle. Sadu. Pamasuri, come. Sadu. Sadu. Micah? Then Miss Lee? Sadu. Stephanie also come. Got one more candle for you. You like this one? Na sang lai na ge he zi na sang. Stephanie, come. Now my gift, the last one, give to Stephanie. Stephanie, you don't have to do anything. You come and light first. come. You come and light first. Never mind, no need to make offering. Come. You can put that in front of the tray. Come. Okay. Ni tian zhe ge. Sadu. Sadu. Okay, now we can start the puja. Cup stand. Everybody stand. Alai. You can put here. Sadu. Freddy, come. Song. Let's start at the tray. We will start the puja. Come nearer, line up. Sadu. 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 sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, 其他的 fruits 不用了, offer light and flower, yeah, 太多 item. The sadhu, 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 sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, the flower. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. 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 Sadhu, 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 sadhu. 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 Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. 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 Okay, one more, right? Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we have to offer the balance of offering, huh? On the table. Yeah, together we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you all can be seated, yeah? The Queen of Clifford, I think Clifford. Okay. Let us get ready for our puja chanting. Compose your mind. Develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully, we will start the puja chanting. Then later on, you can pay respect mindfully to all the great beings. So tonight, we will start off with the Mandarin chanting or Mahayana chanting. Namo Bansi Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Bansi 释迦牟尼佛，南无本师释迦牟尼佛，南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛，南无观世音菩萨，南无观世音菩萨，南无观世音菩萨，南无弥勒佛，南无弥勒佛，南无弥勒佛，南无普贤菩萨，南无普贤菩萨，南无普贤菩萨，南无佛菩萨，南无佛菩萨，南无佛菩萨。阿拉汉萨玛萨布多巴嘎瓦布当巴嘎万当阿比瓦迪米。娑迦陀巴嘎瓦达达摩达曼那玛萨米。สุปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆสังฆังนะมามิโอเค you all can be seated then turn the page for the chanting bookStart off with the Vandana. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa.Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Sanghang Saranang GacchamiDutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang GacchamiTatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Panati Patta Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Adina Dana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Kamesu Micchacara Viramani Sikkhapadang SamadhiyamiMusawada Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Surame Raya Majjhapamadatthana Viramani Sikkhapadang SamadhiyamiNow we will chant the Padipa Puja, offering of light.Ganna sara paditena ditena tamadang sina tiloka dipang sambutang pujayami tamonodang ganda sambarayutena dopena hang sugang hina Pujaye pujaniyang tang Puja baja namuttamang Vanna ganda guno petang Etang kasuma santatin Pujayami munindasa Siri pada sarorohe Pujemi buddhang kusumena nena punnena Votu mokang pupang milayati yata idang me Danyo tata yati vinasa bawang Adivase tuno bante Paniyang parikapitang Anukampang upadave Puhatigan hatu muthamang Okay, turn to page 18. We were chandi puja aspiration. Understanding the significance of the offering of light, we shall chant the following aspiration. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and to help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fire of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of this offering, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas, sharing and transfer of merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we will pay respect to Triple Gem. Buddhang pujami. Dhammang pujami. Sanghang pujami. Okay. You all can be seated. Okay. Sifu Tang Zhao. Ching Zhao. Okay. Good evening, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Tonight, we are indeed very fortunate to have Sifu Teng Siong with us. So we all should pay respect to Sifu Teng Siong before we start to commence our Dhamma sharing and Dhamma chanting later. Come, let us do it together. Sadhu. come. Okay. Deng Xiong Sifu is from our Cameron Highland. San Bao Si, the Triple Gem Temple that we used to have our retreat. She has been helping us a lot in many, many aspects. Then many of our Kayan Mita also have good affinity with her. Then she also got good affinity Achana Chalo. So every time we hold a retreat there, she will always be there and very helpful. And there's always a lot of joy. Those who want to offer can still offer. So tonight we make use of this opportunity to actually thank her for joining us. Yuchan is here. Then at the same time, it also commemorate our Kayanamita's 11 years of sharing. Then today is the first Tuesday class beginning of 2016. We started off the year in a very unusual way this year. Maybe it will be equally special and dramatic like the last 2 years. Last year also we started off on a smaller scale but in a very dramatic way too. This year we started off with 1st January House Dana at Susan's house. And I can see the joy, the very strong faith, and also the sincerity and determination or perseverance of many, many Kayanamitas. Then that sharing was a very beautiful kickstart for us all. Then now, Tuesday class, where we are going to have a very special puja. The reason being, 2-3 days back, the condition arise. Then, because of Susan, she wants to start her house dana by receiving that Buddha Rupang or Kuan Yin Rupang that she has played here for almost 3 months. Then I mentioned, I said, this Rupang will go back to Susan's house tomorrow. Then Papa Suri said, I also got my Rupang to bring over here. I said, can. I thought one and out four. Then there was Mimi, he said, also want to bring. So that's why the Amitabha on this side is from Mimi Chang. Then the three beautiful white jake, Kuan Yin, two is Kuan Yin. Then one is Sakyamuni over here. Then the black one, that is Maitreya. That one is carved from a single piece of special wood. I don't know what wood they call. Zitan, you heard of that? Zitan, it's a very special wood. So, because of all this great significance, so I told them, okay, before the third, where they invited me and my wife to see the annual Chuing show, which was also a New Year special spiritual song concert. And we went. Then I said, since the condition is such, I told them to come at 3 o'clock to bring all the image. Then I thought I got to clean them everything. Then we install and do the consecration. Then I was told when they brought the image, it was already well cleaned and bound. So it makes our work a lot simpler. So what happened was we had a very simple puja. Then because that day was Sunday. So I said 2 days from now we had our Tuesday class. Why not? We send out the notice so that we can have this special puja. And today you can partake. It is very wholesome. I sadhu you and rejoice. Because even that day, all of the great beings, nature, they are all here. So today, like Pama Suri said, they are all now, they have like gathered together. They have what word she used, I forgot. 一家人, 才到了. So all the great beings that we have affinity with, they are all here. We have our original teacher, Sakyamuni Buddha. That's why we chant Namo Bunshi Sakyamuni Po. Then many of our Kayamita has affinity with Amitabha Buddha, Amitabha Po. Then together with Amitabha, we have Guanyin Bodhisattva, which almost all Kayamita has affinity. And Guanyin is very unique and very special because this nature of mind has very strong affinity with Guanyin. And Guanyin has protected, blessed, and guided this nature for very, very long. Then we have Maitreya, who came in 2008 to invite me to share the Dhamma. Then we had also all the other great beings. Pusen was because when I went to Ermesan, so I bought this Pusen as a special gift to my wife, where she got affinity with her, and it was very nicely made. So beautiful. Then we had Titang Wang Pusa down there also. Then we also recite all the four Pusa that we have affinity, like Wen Su, Pusian, Da Si Zi, and also the other great Bodhisattva and Mahasattva. So these are all very special and unique beings that have their nature, their vow, and it has become like very beautiful because of their great cultivation. Their perfection of virtue and wisdom has enabled them to create such great vows, great and heavy vow, that this vow has become like part of nature's law. If you know how to connect, develop the affinity, then it will manifest on its own. That's why some people who don't understand, they say, how can Guan Yin cannot be everywhere, understand? Because the vow, wherever you recite with faith, there will be a response. Any of those four how, or even the Om Pemi Memi Hom, which we sang at Anujuin's concert at towards the end. Then also you chant the Heart Sutta, the Tabei Zhou, all this. All these are very, very powerful suttas. And the vow is such, you recite them with understanding and faith, you will connect. Then her nature, being very compassionate, he will protect your form and mind, bless you and guide you, so that life after life, you can have this beautiful form and mind to do the work you want to do, and to develop the parami that you want to develop and perfect. So these are very wholesome. So that's why today, I had agreed that Topa Masuri to send out the WhatsApp to invite all Kayamita who can make it to come and partake in this special Tuesday class house puja to mark the beginning of 2016. Then now we shall together sing the Tabei Zhou and the Heart Sutta three times each. Anything else you want to chant apart from Tabei Zhou and Sing Jing? Only these two, since Ng B also here, very good. Ng B also can help, come. So, Padma Suri will do the talk. So somebody has to carry the mic and sing, brother song. Song will lead. Okay, come, brother song. You get the mic. Then Ng B come. You take this one. Oh, you know good. Then you good at what? Sing Jing. Sing Jing can. Oh, okay. Okay, then we sing together. Do you all have that Sing Jing card? Here still got a lot more in front. You pass one to me, PJ. No, there got a lot. Okay. Anybody don't have this? You can collect it here from the front. Lee Hoon's mother also here. Sadhu. Auntie. Yeah. So, Lee Hoon, Sadhu, you brought your mother. Oh, okay, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, very good. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Until they seem, I change their I will fade. Fade, you call what? Sin sim, for pusa, ilang e pao yu ni. She only know Mandarin and a little bit of English. I know a little bit, not so good. But she has very good faith, and the mother and daughter, very good, what they call, partnership. Because earlier on, when Li Hun went through life tough, facing some first noble truth reality, the mother was the one that looked after her. Then as she recovered, she make it a point to help the mother, bring her to the Dhamma and do a lot of this thing for her. Then now it's her turn to take care of her. So this is very wholesome. I rejoice. Okay, now we can start the chanting. We start with Tabe Cho first. Okay. Sufutan-sen,你要拿这个吗?你拿来,因为我的华语不好。来,你拿。
Puttoye, puttoye, mitiriye na lai chinsi, dilisalina, poye mo nai sapoha, sitoye sapoha, moha sitoye sapoha.多于一是盘来耶萨婆诃那来金翅萨婆诃摩来那来萨婆诃悉来生阿穆揭耶萨婆诃萨婆摩诃阿悉多耶萨婆诃则吉来阿悉多耶萨婆诃波陀摩揭悉多耶萨婆诃那来金翅般揭来耶萨婆诃摩婆利僧揭来耶萨婆诃南无何来耽乃多来耶耶南无阿利耶婆卢揭帝释迦牟尼耶娑婆诃安悉殿多曼多拉跋陀耶娑婆诃南无那赖耽乃多赖耶耶南无阿利耶婆卢揭帝释迦牟尼耶搜提萨埵婆耶摩诃萨埵婆耶摩诃迦卢尼迦耶安萨盘赖伐耶苏耽乃耽歇南无悉吉利多依蒙阿利耶婆卢揭帝释迦牟尼多婆南无那赖金翅悉利摩诃般多萨埵萨婆诃他哆娑婆诃是云萨婆萨埵南无婆萨埵南无婆伽摩伐特哆耽姿他唵阿波卢悉卢迦帝迦罗帝依悉利摩诃菩提萨埵萨婆萨婆摩来摩来摩悉摩悉利多云俱卢揭卢揭摩嘟卢嘟卢伐奢耶帝摩诃伐奢耶帝陀来陀来帝利尼释佛来耶遮来遮来摩摩伐摩来穆帝利依悉依悉舍奈舍奈阿赖僧佛来舍利伐沙伐沙佛来舍耶呼噜呼噜摩来呼噜呼噜悉利娑来娑来悉利悉利苏噜苏噜菩提耶菩提耶菩陀耶菩陀耶弥帝利耶那来金翅帝利舍利那婆耶摩乃萨婆诃悉哆耶萨婆诃摩诃悉哆耶萨婆诃悉哆于依是盘来耶萨婆诃南来金翅萨婆诃摩来那来萨婆诃悉来僧阿穆揭耶娑婆诃摩婆摩诃阿悉哆耶娑婆诃则吉来阿悉哆耶娑婆诃波陀摩揭悉哆耶娑婆诃那来金翅般揭来耶娑婆诃摩婆利僧揭来耶娑婆诃南无何来耽乃多来耶耶南无阿利耶婆卢揭帝释迦牟尼耶 萨婆诃，安悉殿多曼多来巴多耶萨婆诃，南摩诃来耽乃多来耶耶，南摩阿利耶，婆卢揭帝释婆来耶。菩提萨埵婆耶，摩诃萨埵婆耶，摩诃迦卢尼迦耶，安萨盘赖伐耶，苏丹那丹耶，南摩悉吉利多依蒙阿利耶，婆卢揭帝释迦来楞多婆，南摩那赖谨墀，悉利摩诃般多萨埵，萨婆诃他哆娑婆，诃悉云萨婆萨埵，南摩婆萨埵，南摩婆伽摩伐特哆。但知他安阿波卢悉，卢迦帝迦罗帝，依悉利摩诃菩提萨埵，摩婆萨婆摩来摩来，摩悉摩悉利多喻，俱卢俱卢揭摩，嘟卢嘟卢伐奢耶帝，摩诃伐奢耶帝。哆来哆来地利利，是佛来耶遮来遮来，摩摩伐摩来，目的利依悉依悉，舍奈舍奈阿来僧佛来舍利，发僧佛来舍耶，呼噜呼噜摩来，呼噜呼噜悉利。娑来娑来悉利悉利，娑卢娑卢菩提耶菩提耶，菩陀耶菩陀耶，弥帝利耶那来谨墀，帝利舍利奈，婆耶摩奈萨婆诃，悉陀耶萨婆诃，摩诃悉陀耶萨婆诃，悉陀喻依室盘来耶萨婆诃，那来谨墀萨婆诃，摩来那来萨婆诃，悉来僧阿穆揭耶萨婆诃，萨婆摩诃阿悉陀耶萨婆诃，舍己来阿悉陀耶萨婆诃，波陀摩揭悉陀耶萨婆诃，那来谨墀盘揭来耶萨婆诃，摩婆利僧揭来耶萨婆诃，南摩诃来耽乃多来耶耶，南摩阿利耶，婆卢揭帝释盘来耶萨婆诃，安悉殿多曼多来巴多耶萨婆。揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃，揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃，揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃，观自在菩萨，心生般若波罗蜜多时，照见无一切苦厄。 舍利子，舍不异空，空不异舍，舍即是空，空即是舍。受想行识亦复如是，舍利子，是诸法空相不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无无苦集灭道，无智亦无得已，无所得故，菩提萨埵依般若波罗蜜多故，心不挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提故，知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃，揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃，揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。观自在菩萨，行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，舍不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色。受想行识亦复如是，舍利子，是诸法空相不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无无苦集灭道，无智亦无得已，无所得故，菩提萨埵依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍。 灭盘三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒是大明咒是无上咒是无等等咒能除一切苦真实不虚故说般若波罗蜜多咒即说咒曰揭谛揭谛般若揭谛般若僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃揭谛揭谛般若揭谛般若僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃揭谛揭谛般若揭谛般若僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃观自在菩萨心生般若波罗蜜多时照见五蕴皆空度一切苦舍利子，舍不异空，空不异舍，舍即是空，空即是舍。受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净。真不见是故空中无色无受想行识无眼耳鼻舌身意无色声香味触法无眼界乃至无意识界无无明亦无无明尽乃至无老时亦无老时尽无苦集灭道无智亦无得亦无所得故菩提萨埵依般若波罗蜜多故得心无挂碍无颠倒梦想究竟灭盘三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒是大明咒是无上咒是无等等咒能除一切苦真实不虚故说般若波罗蜜多咒即说咒曰揭谛揭谛般若揭谛般若僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃揭谛揭谛般若揭谛般若僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃揭谛揭谛般若揭谛般若僧揭谛菩提萨婆诃
Okay, thank you so much, huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Let us rejoice. It's a very beautiful tabito and singing, chanting. There's a lot of joy. So thank you so much. Yeah. So now we will pay respect to Triple Gem. Yeah? Before we commence our meditation. Yeah? Buddhang pajami. Dhammang pajami. Sanghang pajami. Okay. You can have. Oh, it's still early, eh? We can have half an hour meditation. Eh? So I will off the light and you all can just relax body and mind and make sure you have a stable posture. If you are on a sitting posture, you just straighten your back. Then after that, you can start your meditation. Eh? For those who already experienced and already know how to meditate, you can go ahead. Eh? For those who still need instruction and guidance, maybe I will just give you a brief one. Huh? Okay. To develop the meditation, you must develop ability to relax body and mind so that your mind is silent, peaceful. Just relax and aware, maintain awareness. Okay. Make sure you have a stable posture. Relax body and mind. Then maintain some form of silence. For those who are still new, you need to train your mind. You have to train. Eh? So I will teach you a skillful means to decondition your heedless thinking so that it will help you develop the calm state of mind, the relaxed state of inner peace, leading to inner well-being and having this silent within or inner awareness. Okay, you close your eye, maintain attention at your forehead. Then you just feel, don't think, feel. You can detect any tension, any tightness or any stress within. You just relax it. Feel it, soothingly relax. Relax every strain of your forehead muscle. Then you can sweep this attention down to your eye muscle. Feel again, you feel, no more thinking. Feel, relax each and every eye muscle. Make sure it's soothingly relaxed. Then after that, you move it down to your facial muscle. Do the same. Then in order to help you relax more, you can visualize yourself facing a mirror, radiating a radiant smile. When you can smile, there is joy, there is happiness. Your mind state will relax naturally. Then you can radiate this love and metta, following what I recite. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. You must feel it with your inner mind, the well-being within your own body and mind, each and every cells of it, relaxing into it, then radiate this love and metta. May I, this body and mind of mine, feel them, be well and happy, well and happy. Feel the well-being and happiness within each and every cells in your body and mind. Then you continue to read it. May this body and mind of mine too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May it too be free from all harm and danger. May its mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled, and may it keep itself happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within your hearts. Then you can extend this same metta to your loved one. May all my loved ones, all Kayanimitas within this vicinity of SS2, together with our fellow Dharma friends and cultivator and meditator, may they all to be well, happy and peaceful. May their mind states to be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May their mind states to be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled, and may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then may all beings within this vicinity of SS2, known and unknown, seen and unseen, and all beings within the vicinity of Talingjaya, Selangor, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, Mother Earth, and all beings throughout our solar system, our galaxy, our Milky Way, then extending it to the whole of the universe. May all beings within the entire universe or existence to be well and happy, free from all harm and danger, free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May their mind states to be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled, and may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Then you can come back to your facial muscle and just feel. Then relax into it. Then move your attention to your neck, shoulder, hand, feel, relax, then back to shoulder. Then you move your attention down to your heart area or your chest area. Just feel, silent everything and feel. You can detect any vibration or your heartbeat. You just silent your mind and stay there. Be with it. But if you are new, you can't, then it's okay. You just feel like you feel your forehead. Feel, relax each and every part within your heart area. Then you move your attention down to your stomach. Do the same. Feel, relax. Abdomen, feel, relax. Then you move it down to your buttock and leg. Feel, relax. Then you can reverse this whole mind sweeping method from the buttock to your leg. Feel, relax. Then your abdomen, feel, relax. Stomach, do the same. Then your heart and chest area, do the same. Feel, relax. Then you move your attention up to your shoulder, hand, back to shoulder, neck, facial muscle, eye muscle and forehead. Relax them all. Then by now you should be more calm and peaceful. You should now develop further training of mind to stabilize this inner peace, inner awareness and inner mindfulness that you have developed. You can use anapanasati, which is mindfulness of the in and out breath. This is a very good way of stabilizing the mindfulness. If you can be mindful of the breathing, the breath will anchor your mind and develop the inner peace. Because this mind that is aware of the breathing is always in the moment without thought. Then like you feel your forehead, you feel your breathing, maintain attention in front of your nostril, just feel. Then you can detect your own breathing coming in and out. Allow the mind to follow this breath. Then like the Buddha said, breathing in, aware. Breathing out, aware. You continue with this exercise. Not long, your mind will develop the stability of anapanasati or mindfulness of in and out breath. so that it can become very clear, very stable, very calm. And you will develop the meditative calm and inner peace relatively easily. But you are new, maybe the mind is very heedless, think a lot. So split second, the mindfulness is gone. But be patient, just bring your attention back to your nostril, the breathing. Then cultivate, maintain, patient, persevere. Not long, this anapanasati will develop, mindfulness of the in and out breath. Every time the mind wanders off, bring it back. Expect this to happen many, many times. If you are patient, it will stabilize. Okay, now I will let you meditate. I will ring the bell after about 15 minutes time. Okay. those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have enough, slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Now turn to page 6. We will do the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. Samanta Chakawalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammang Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakamokadang Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Iti peso Bhagava Arahang Samma Sambuddho Vijja Charana Sampanno Sugato Lokavido Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati Satta Deva Manosanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehi paseko opanaiko pacatang veditabu vinohiti supatipanno bhagavato savakasango Ujupatipanno Bhagavato Savakasango Nanyapatipanno Bhagavato Savakasango Samichipatipanno Bhagavato Savakasango Yadidang chattari purisa yukkani Ata purisa pugala Esa bhagavato saukasango Ahuneyo pahuneyo Dakineyo anjali karaniyo Anuttarang punyaketang lokasati Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Pajam. Padang Pujami. Dhammang Pujayami. Sanghang Pujayami. Okay. You can be seated. Then we will continue with our second session. Our second session is supposed to be the continuation of the Diamond Sutta. Diamond Sutta discussion. But tonight, before we move on, I got a J. Krishnamurti quote which I'd like to share with you all. You have the quote in front of you. I must love the very thing I'm studying. That is the title of the quote. So according to J. Krishnamurti, he said, the what is what you are, not what you would like to be. It is not the ideal. Because the ideal is fictitious. So this is a very important statement. The word what is the reality. Whatever that is happening, that is the reality. Or the Buddha calls it suchness. Tatata. So what is, which is the reality, is what you are. Not what you would like to be. Or any of the ideal that your mind tell you. Because the ideal is not a reality, it's just an idea or a fictitious ideal state created by thought. So no reality. So according to J. Krishnamurti, this is very important. The what is what you are. Thank you. Not what you would like to be. It is not the ideal, because the ideal is fictitious. But it is actually what you are doing. What you are thinking and feeling from moment to moment. And this is what the Buddha meant by daily mindfulness. When you are aware of everything that is going on, then you start to understand who you are, what you are. So this is what cultivation is all about. So similarly, J. Krishnamurti said, what is actually what you are doing, thinking and feeling from moment to moment. What is the actual. And to understand the actual requires awareness, a very, very alert and swift mind. And this is very important. The mind has to be attentive, alert, and swift. Swift means what? Fast moving. That's why no time to think. There is no thought. It's just aware. Attentive, alert, swift. Don't try to note or use the thought to understand. Then you are not in sati. That's why you cannot understand. So this part is very important. What is the actual. And to understand the actual requires awareness, mindfulness, a very alert, swift mind. But if we begin to condemn what is, what will happen when you do that? This is something you actually experience throughout the day when you live life. What you do? What do you do? You condemn a lot, isn't it? Blame a lot, isn't it? While you're driving also, you're this driver too much. Then sometimes you move around and then you see something. Instead of focusing on the road, you see, hey, the guy, you see. Then at home also same. Because there is nothing in this world where you can really appreciate, come to terms with, and be happy with. most of the time, this mind wants to comment, wants to stir, react to what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile, feel, and think. So when you start to do that, what happened to you? Yeah? You are lost in thought, in a heedless, in a, involved in what? Involved with the emotion, understand or not? Or that thing that you are attending to. That's why I use the word you are lost in thought, understand or not? Lost in thought means what? Preoccupied with what you are thinking, reacting to, commenting, judging. That's why heedless living beings, they think a lot. They comment, they stir their mind, they react, they are not at peace. The mental hindrance keep on arising. Sensual desire, you will like and dislike. Pleasant and unpleasant sex experience. The mood, the emotion, they keep on arising. So because of that, Krishnamurti used this very important word. If I want to understand somebody, I cannot condemn him. So what must you do? Huh? You have to observe that person. Yeah. So I must observe and study him so that I can understand. It's just like you want to know who you are, what you are. You have to observe yourself going through life. Understand? You have to observe what you do, how you arise your thought, how your feeling and your emotion, how they are related, how dependent on your views, your opinion and your conditioning, you become what you are. So all this is the reality of this form and mind, for you to understand who you are and what you are and how you function as a human being. That's why this is mindfulness, this is heedfulness, this is daily mindfulness. Then like Krishnamurti said, the title is, I must love the very thing I am studying. Means you want to cultivate mindfulness, daily mindfulness, heedfulness, to understand who you are, what you are, and put to test what the Buddha has taught you, to investigate into it. What must you do? You must have this love, understand? That's why you must have faith. You must have sadha, virya. Yeah. I must love the very thing I am studying or cultivating to develop the understanding. That's why you must have faith. You must have sadha, virya. Then your mind must be alert, swift, insati, or attentive. So this is all put in another words, but if you understand, it is actually the same teaching. Then I go back to the earlier statement. What is the actual? And to understand the actual requires awareness, a very alert and swift mind. But if we begin to condemn what is, means if you don't like the reality, you don't like what happened, then you start to condemn and react. Why like that? I already planned everything. Now this guy disrupt everything. Or this thing happened. I now cannot fly. I cannot go. Then your mind is afflicted. So, if you are not able to understand the reality and you begin to condemn what is. Let's take for example. Let's say you're supposed to fly to Europe. Let's say, a beautiful trip, you plan already many, many months ahead, bought the ticket, everything ready. Then last minute, something wrong. Either airport or what, you cannot fly. Then what happened? What happened? Oh, you sure? Very unhappy. Then your thought will tell you. Use that dirty word some more. Shit. Then you start to blame why these people do things like that. Why this airline so unreliable? Next time I'm not going to fly this airline. You can go and do all these things, What will happen to you? Yeah? You become more and more upset, unhappy, miserable. Who caused you all those things? You will say the airline lah, the agent lah. I call him also no reply. But actually you yourself, understand? Because you have a mind state that is very negative. You cannot accept what is. What is means what? Condition like that, things will be like that. If you cannot accept the reality, you will be afflicted. That is what the Buddha meant by grasping, clinging, holding, attachment. You have craving for the ideal state, for what you want. You cannot accept the reality, which is what is. And when you do that, your mind is afflicted. That's why in the same way Krishnamurti said, but if we begin to condemn what is, if we begin to blame or resist what is, means you refuse to accept that reality, then we shall not understand its movement. Yeah, can go, Alicia. You go and fetch Ayi. The friend is coming from Macau. They got to go to the airport and fetch them. So this part clear. No matter what happened to you in life, you have to confront many, many situations. And always remember, you got two choices. Whatever happened, you got two choices. One, accept the reality, be at peace. Don't blame, don't stir, don't react, don't comment, don't condemn, don't judge. Have clarity of mind. Have awareness. Have clarity to understand what is going on. Condition like that, things will be like that. It cannot be otherwise. So this is the reality. You got two choices. React to it and become miserable and do all those deluded things and heedless things. The second thing is confront it with understanding. Accept that reality. Then ask yourself, given this reality, what can I do? What are my options? How can I move? And this is more tangible. When you don't react, don't condemn, don't stir your mind, you are at peace. You can come to terms with that reality, accept that reality. Means you have wisdom. You can see things as they are. You does not react and stir and become miserable. And because of that, you can make better decisions. My option is what? If I need to arrange for alternative arrangement, I arrange. Otherwise, I check with the airline. What is going to happen? What will be the next flight? Then they tell you, don't worry. The airline is responsible. Then even if, let's say, something happened to you, then you couldn't reach the airport in time or what because of car breakdown or what. If you have bought insurance, the insurance will pay. Understand? Or if something happened, there is this insurance to fall back to. But you cannot blame anybody for what happened because things already happened. It has to be that way. It has to be that way. So if you can come to terms with that reality, there is wisdom. That is what the Buddha meant by sitting as they are, accepting as they are, so that your mind is at peace. That if you choose the second option, which is wisdom way, then you will get yourself free or released from that stressful state. Then you will be able to move on with your life. Then everything will just be the way it is. There is no suffering. Means you know how to resolve things amicably. Means without cheating, without deceiving, without harming or taking advantage of anybody or whatever situation. When you have clarity of mind to understand what is actually happening, then you ask yourself, what are my options? And how can I resolve this amicably so that nobody get hurt, so that we can move on, so that the law of karma is not violated. This is the wisdom way. So how do you act in order to realize this? You have to act with noble eightfold path. You must have right view to understand the nature's law that governs life and existence. Then arise the right thought, leading to right speech, right action, and right way of resolving things through right livelihood. Then you are still in the midst of cultivation. Then you have to be very heedful, very mindful of what is going on. This is how you train. This is how you see yourself. Then you understand this form and mind is not what you think you are. Then you come to realize the form and mind is just karmically conditioned out, a vehicle and a tool for you to live life. So use it to live life. Don't worry about it. Don't be deluded by it. Don't attach, cling, and develop all the fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation just because you cannot accept what is. So this is what Jai Krishnamurti and the Buddha's teaching is all about. You don't go and like follow what people tell you. Don't attach, let go lah. All this got no meaning to me. You cannot do that because without wisdom you will attach, you will cling, you will react. All this is what the thought tell you. Don't attach lah. Or they will quote, like the Buddha say, this is craving. Or Brother Theo say, you got two choice. Not to say you cannot repeat what I say, but you must understand what I say. Understand? Then you won't be gullible. Otherwise you repeat. No, Brother Theo say you got two choice. React and become miserable. You advise people very good. No? But when you kena yourself at the time, all forgotten. Then otherwise you go and justify it. Brother Theo say, I got two choices. I can be at peace. Then you try like mad. How come I am not peaceful? How come my thoughts still coming? Then you say, that teaching doesn't work. Other people work, you say that teaching doesn't work. Because you don't know how to attend to it. Because it's just like people say, when you call what? The bowel want to come out already. Only you look for toilet. Like that. How? You must reflect, contemplate, develop the wisdom and the understanding so that when the time come, at that moment of sense experience, there is wisdom, there is understanding. Because you have contemplated, you have reacted. Then you have understood that no point doing all this. And all this you have to, through life, through the reality, you learn. First time, of course, you cannot develop it. First time you will still go through it. Then you realize, after the event, you recall and recollect. Actually I have a choice. I was stupid, no? Like Brother Theo say, I forgot, no? I never do all this. Like the Buddha say, somehow I still attach. No? Not you still attach, your habitual tendency, your conditioning, your wrong view. You have not straightened your view. You have not reflected. You have not contemplated. You have not determined to be mindful. That's why you cannot see all this movement. So just like Krishnamurti say, you want to understand a child, you must love and not condemn him. You must play with him. Watch his movement, see? His idiocracy, understand not? His own way of behavior. But if you merely condemn, blame, and resist, there is no comprehension of the child. True or not? The child will rebel back, no? Or you will cry louder. No? You just scold the floor. When the kid is very small, what they do? They cry louder, I tell you. You have experienced that. And the more you raise your voice, the more louder he cry, he or she cry. Then what are you going to do? That's why you cannot handle children. You have to observe them. And when you observe them, I tell you, it's full of fun. But you must learn to observe yourself. Like today you saw the WhatsApp, how to have what the secret of healthy living. What 什么秘诀了? 养生啊? Yang Sen Mi Chu. There is one part. You must have love. And you must love yourself. Understand? That one is very important. Means you must know how to wash other people. Then only you can wash yourself. The other way is through the cultivation, you wash yourself. When you understand yourself, you understand others. So that's why when you observe a kid, when I was young, I observe my older brother's kid. At that time, I not married. I saw that first boy. He was so cute and so nice, but he very naughty. Because pampered too much. Then one day, my elder brother, he know already, this guy, you cannot stop him. Tell him not to touch, he will touch. He will break and all those things. Then one day, he discussed with me. Then I say, see, chili there. He will come on. You say, don't touch. This one is bad for you. He won't believe on. He will touch. Then he will purposely go and take and eat. After he eat, initially nothing happened. Then after a while, he start to cry like anything because that thing was so hot. And after that, very easy. Whatever on the table, the dinner table, you say, come dinner already. He did not touch. He very scared of that chili. Then he wait till the mother come. This one can eat. Okay, can eat. Then only eat. That's why you have to observe them. This is what Krishnamurti say, their idiocracy. Because they are young, they don't understand. Then sometimes, if they were to do certain things, you know already they are going to stumble, they are going to fall. Understand? But you are very concerned as parents. You panic, you run there, boy, 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 don't. Actually, the best thing is let him learn, let him fall. But of course, protect him at the moment when he falls. Understand? You can. Otherwise, let him learn. We young also, we learn. Understand? If you don't let them learn, they cannot understand. That if you're too pampered, you are too caring or concerned about your child, actually you become too protective. Understand? Protective, you know what? They actually lose their ability to become independent. That just now, I think Alicia at the dinner also mentioned. Last time the daughter at home, we're all Malaysian family. We got maid, everything also taken care of. No? She only know how to study, come down, eat, go back. Everything else, don't know. Then suddenly has to go to Australia to study. Then when the result came out, then the university posting came out. According to Alicia, is it the daughter complained, I want Melbourne, I want this university. Now they send me to Perth. So unhappy. But then, sent to Perth. Settled down in Perth. Then initially, Alicia and Freddie were concerned. Daughter don't know anything. Everything also depend on them and the maid. So now sent overseas alone. So they went down and checked. Wow, when Alicia was there, she was so surprised. Don't worry about her. She learned everything. Now she is so systematic. Everything is so properly taken care of, and they run their life much more better than when you around taking care of them. Then he said, purposely rent an empty house for them. That is the best. Don't go and pay for the furnishing. You know why? They learn how to furnish themselves. They learn how to buy their own thing, and they will understand what is needed. Because when you are not alone, you never learn. When you are alone, you know you cannot rely on anybody. You have to rely on yourself and your friend. So what they do? Go internet. So check with friend, classmate, senior and all those things. This is how they learn. So when you observe yourself and observe others, it's the same. When you observe yourself going through all those things, how you are being pampered and all those things, and how you cannot be like others, then you learn. Then you learn to be independent. You learn to stand out on your own. Then especially after you hear from your parents how they strive, how they sacrifice, how they actually came up. All of us have our own story. And some are beautiful and some are not so beautiful. But everything is a learning process for you to learn, for you to develop experience and understanding. Then for me, I pass it down. I told my children, I say, I learned what my dad don't have. Because my father, you know, came from China, not educated. So he knew education is important. So when it comes to his children, he told us two things. He said, first, education. You must have education. So he will go all out. He said, don't worry about money. I will look for money. You all just study. Second thing is your citizenship. He know very, very miserable. You don't have proper document citizenship. So these two are the things that he did for us. And I was full of gratitude. And I appreciated that a lot because this is responsible parent. There are many parents who don't bother about their children's identity card. That's why there are a lot of red IC without birth certificate, a lot of complication. So after I learned this, then when I grew up, I realized I was more fortunate. I got proper education, I got good parents, I got all those things. Then when it comes to my children, I tell them, since I can afford, you will be more fortunate than me. Then I pass down what my dad passed on to me, the knowledge, the understanding and all those things. Then for them, I told them, I said, because I'm the first generation kid. After I graduate, I got to work, strive on for 15 years to establish myself financially. Now, you know what is financial freedom, to own a house, to own a car. These two, you have to work very hard. Then, to have a proper family unit. And because of that, I wasted 15 years to strive for that. Then I say, when your time come, if you don't mind this house, the car that I bought for you, where you didn't go overseas study, then you don't have to be like me. Strive for 15 years just to own a car and a house and establish financial freedom. You straight away can do the thing you want to do in life. Understand not? So you give them the opportunity, the means, the platform to move on. Then I know it's not easy to establish financial freedom without money. I remember the first 100,000 was the most difficult to save or to actually through whatever investment or what to have. After you have the first 100,000, then things become easier. So because of that, I told them, you didn't go overseas, and this money I supposed to spend on you, I give it to you. But the condition is you cannot take the principal out. You must go and invest and make money. Then you take the money and use. Otherwise, this principal is for you to establish yourself. Otherwise, they go and, you know what they do or not? Oh, they go and buy all the nice things they want to buy. But my kids are not like that. They are very independent, so they are beautiful, and they leave the money with me. Daddy, you're very good at investment, you take over. Then they make a lot of money. So this is what you can do for them. You have this ability or this mean. That's why when you understand life, there are many things that we can learn from life, not only from ourselves, our parents, then later on from our children, because I also observe them. They have their civilization, their generation. You know what my son told me or not? Today I had a discussion with him while having lunch. I said, Daddy, lucky. I saw the transition period. The 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, where we got to play all those things. I said, you are not so lucky. You're born after the 81. A lot of things you cannot see. Hey, Daddy, he said, no. You know what he told me or not? I saw the pre-internet age, when there was no internet. Now, he said, before the internet, he is the younger generation now. They are very sensitive now. We don't feel, he remember when young, I want to contact me, very difficult one. Then later on, he, standard 6, or going to Form 1 only. I bought them the first handphone, Alcatel. I remember that very bulky one. Then he remembered he saw my elder brother use the Taikotai, the very big phone. Oh, he said that time very difficult to communicate. Oh, then that time telephone was the only mean. Telephone already like very miracle already. Wow, now with the internet, we are there studying IT internet. He said now it's completely different. That's why I say you are very blessed. You get to live in this civilization, which you have everything. So beautiful. And life is so different nowadays. You know. But yet I saw a lot of living beings suffering. You know. I don't know for what. They used to say, come to leng ye, come to king ye. Don't know how to go and enjoy life and live life. You know. You got good food. You can travel, you can see all these places, and it's not expensive. Understand? Of course, you have to work. Not everybody can afford. But you just have to strive a bit. I think it's not difficult. Right? Then you can have the good life. And especially in Malaysia, you got all sorts of good food. No? Yeah. Just now, the Karimita, I think they were also talking at the dinner. He said, you want to look for good food, you can look for Brother Teo. Actually, it's not me. People take me out for for lunch and dinner. And my line is, I'm a civil engineer, construction line. So a lot of people buy me dinner, take me to nice places. You know. That's why I come to know about all these places. Then a lot of Kayamita, they like, because I take them to all these cheap, good, and nice food. You actually benefit people because this is what I pick up and learn. Then when the Kayamita, when they come, then I know some of them. Then even Joyce will take me to one place, SS3, the favorite coffee shop. What you call that shop? No, that coffee shop every time we go for lunch. Clifford will know. The Hainanese one. So he take me there. The Kling Fun, very nice. Indian rice, really Indian rice. Cheap and nice. Oh. 3-4 of us eat. Call a few of these, what they call dishes. 20 ringgit only. Got one. Got chicken, got mutton, got veggie, and all those things. Oh. 20 ringgit. That's why nowadays, You have to really learn how to look for these cheap and good places. Then I was told by Alicia, he said at one time during the early day, he said the founder was, I think, not well, I think, do not accident or what, got to go through operation. Then the founder that time talked to her and said, after the operation for 6 months, I cannot work. So whole family got only 400 ringgit to survive. For 6 months now, he passed the money to Alicia to be in charge. And I tell you, that was really, really tough for Alicia. He said, take care of the whole family with 400 ringgit for 6 months. I ask you, you alone also cannot survive. Correct? No? But that time money was big. But also not easy. He said, he told me and my wife to buy 20 cents of tauge. To cook and share the food is considered a big budget. Understand? Because if you have only 400 ringgit for 6 months, 1 month you got less than 100 ringgit. And not one person, two person, six person. How to survive? Yao Cheng Yam Sui Pao. Means what? God love, drink water, no need to eat food. So not easy. People went through very tough life during our early days. Not every family is well off, so fortunate. That's why you look back, when you know the Dhamma, then you appreciate. You count your good blessing, your good karma. That's all. Otherwise you end up like those people. Then like those who went to India, and I think PG that they were sharing, and another Kayamita also said, wow, when you go to India, you were actually rejoice and count your blessing. We were so fortunate to be born here. Understand? If you don't take care of karma, you end up born there and become like that, like them. They are really, really poor and miserable. So these are the things that you can observe through life experience. That's why life itself is a meditation. So if you are observant, if you have mindfulness, heedfulness, then you will understand many things. You will feel very differently. You become very sensitive to life. Then you start to appreciate life. Then when you understand the Buddha Dhamma, you become blessed. Yeah. Then you realize all this is following nature's law. When you understand this nature's law, you understand how they operate, then your life becomes beautiful. That's why when you understand the secret of life, you will know how to live life. Because life is about understanding nature. We are within this whole universe, which is Mother Nature. So there are laws that govern life and existence, means nature's law. When you understand this nature's law, you understand the secret of life, then you know how to live. So the Buddha, being the Sammasambuddha, the fully enlightened one, he has perfected all this understanding. That's why he is an expert in the spiritual law, the three great spiritual law that governs all of life and existence. The law of karma, law of mind, means karma niyama, citta niyama, and the law of truth, dhamma niyama. So under law of karma, you know, that was the first right view that you need to have, so that you can follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, good, and purify the mind. Because according to the Buddha, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, condition supported by our karma. We are what we are, each and every moment, because of our karma. If karma plays such a great role in your life, you have to take care of karma. And to take care of karma, you have to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, purify the mind. So this is how the teaching come about. Then you got the second right view, law of the mind, how you function as a human being, the law dependent origination, the dwelling, how upon contact feeling arise, then feeling condition, craving condition, grasping condition, becoming, and all these things. Then how dependent on ignorant activity of mind arise, avijja, paccaya sankhara. Then activity of mind is your thought process. Then as you develop this thinking activity of mind, sankhara, you make mental contact. So mental consciousness come to buddhi. That's why sankhara paccaya vijñānaṁ. Then vijñānaṁ, you input the content of consciousness. Vijñānaṁ paccaya nama rūpaṁ, the five aggregate of form and mind, the mental aggregate, they arise. So all this you will see them clearly in the meditation. That's why these right views are very powerful. Then you know how you become what you are, how your mind stir, how your grasping, conditioning make you what you are. Then you start to understand what constitutes true evil root and all those things. Then the third right view is Dhamma Niyama, all of the Buddha's teaching on truth, on Dhamma. And the essence of his teaching is the Four Noble Truths. From there, all the essential Dhammas be known. So the Four Noble Truths is the third right view. That's why you must have that right view. Then you understand the secret of life, because the Four Noble Truths unfold to you the whole of life, both mundane and secret, supramundane. And when you understand this Four Noble Truths, you become noble ones. You become enlightened ones. So the Four Noble Truths is very important. The first Noble Truth talk about the reality of life and existence. So once you penetrate this truth, you understand life. Then he explained to you why living beings suffer. The second Noble Truth, the cause of suffering, which is craving, born of delusion. Then when you understand what is suffering and the cause behind, you will know how to manage your life. You will know how to come out of whatever suffering that you are going through. Then there is a third Noble Truth that explained to you clearly, suffering need not be when you have wisdom, when you understand life, when you have this teaching and realization or awakening, which means Nibbana, enlightenment in the here and the now, can be realized. You don't have to wait till death. Then the Buddha moved on. He didn't stop there. He didn't promise you that it can be done, but didn't tell you what to do or how to do. Then under the Fourth Noble Truth, he explained clearly how you can realize the enlightenment. He said there is a Noble Eightfold Path. If you cultivate this Noble Eightfold Path, it will lead to the end of all suffering, and it will lead to the enlightenment. That's why you meditate to become enlightened, so that you can liberate your mind, so that you can be free from all suffering. So these Four Noble Truths, they are very powerful, essential truths. So the cultivation, when you understand, center on these three right views. Okay? So Krishnamurti and the Buddha teach the same about this J. Krishnamurti code. You have to develop the contemplative wisdom, the investigation through your mindfulness, through your heedfulness. And this has to be done in life, daily life. That's why this code is very relevant. Now we move on to the last paragraph. Similarly, to understand what is, one must observe what one thinks. This one you pay attention. I repeat. Similarly, to understand what is, means the reality of who you are and what you are, one must observe what one thinks, means your thought process, your feeling, and what you do from moment to moment. That is the actual. Any other action, any other idea or ideological action is not the actual. It is merely your wish or your craving, a fictitious desire to do something other than what is. And you will come to realize in life, human beings always have this wish. Yes or no? I wish I am wealthy. I wish I can marry to a wealthy guy. Or I wish I could have been more fortunate. Or I wish my children would not have all this problem. So all these are your wish, which is not a reality. Then what happened? Yeah, this is your fictitious desire to be something other than the reality. So to understand what is requires a state of mind in which there is no what? Yeah? No identification, no condemnation, which means a mind that is alert and yet passive. That's why you all talk about passive awareness. Remember? They teach you vipassana, choiceless awareness. But they didn't explain to you what is this passive awareness, what is this choiceless awareness. Now you understand. Because your mind only needs to be mindful, aware. Don't try to know. The understanding will come by itself. It's not through the thought. It's through the direct seeing. Then it awakens. Understand? Not with the thought. That's why when you meditate, you're supposed to silent. And you can only arise all this awakening through sati, mindfulness, the silent mind. And most of this happens in the midst of daily life. That's why the daily mindfulness is very important. That's why the Buddha quote under Dhammapada verse 21, heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. For heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead. What does it mean by heedless? Heedless means you are not heedful. You are not attentive. You are not mindful. You think a lot. You worry a lot. You plan a lot. So much so, you never leave. You are never with the moment. You are never attentive. You are never aware. Your mind is heedlessly lost in thought. Think a lot. Complain. Worry. Doing all the funny things. So when you are heedless, the Buddha says you are as if dead. Spiritually dead. You got no choice. Sorry, you got no chance at all towards liberation, towards enlightenment. So the heedless I as if dead is a very powerful reminder to cultivator. Never be heedless. And if you don't want to be heedless, doesn't mean once a week you meditate or once a while you go to retreat, you can become heedful. No. What the Buddha meant is in the midst of life, you are heedless in the midst of life, which most living beings are before you know the Dhamma, before you cultivate, before you have daily mindfulness. That's why they are as if dead. There is not much chance, and they don't stand much chance unless their past is very special. So most of these people, if they don't cultivate full-time doesn't mean you have to retire, I have to qualify, because last time there was one Kayanamita. Brother Teo say you must cultivate full-time. So I think I'm going to retire. Then he came and talked to me. Brother Teo, how? I still cannot afford to retire. Then he said, should I retire? Because she tried very hard. She tried so many ways. Finally, end up, you know what she did? She thought she got to go for retreat and all those things. That was before she met me. He said, I have been working only sometimes 3 months a year, 6 months a year. After that, he just go retreat. No, I don't work. But enough to survive. Then she came and see me again. After she heard my talk, he thought I meant full-time. He thought you got to really retire. Then he said, I got not much saving. EPL also may not last me so long. So what happened was, she came and talked to me and asked me, what should she do? She said, should I retire or continue with this? Work 3 months, work 6 months, then go retreat. Then I look at her. I asked her back one more question. I said, are you enlightened? She looked at me. He said, I retire because I want to go retreat and cultivate until enlightened. I said, answer my question. Well, are you enlightened? And then he said, not yet. Not yet, then go and work, I said. I said, you're enlightened already. You can choose not to work. No problem, you will survive. But he said, not yet, you better go and work. Otherwise, how can you become awakened? Because it is in the midst of life, daily mindfulness, with all these so-called problems. And you can develop wisdom out of it. That is the real one. If you go and retire, don't want to work, then how to go through the test? Understand? Then later on, she told me one. Separate what you say is true. No, actually, another reason why I work 3 months, 6 months is I cannot take the pressure in the office, is it? Because there is a lot of things going on in the office politics. Then later on, when I told her to go back to work, you know what happened? She panicked. She wrote to me, she said, Brother, I follow your instruction, I apply for a job. And I said, good lah. You know what he told me? I'm going for interview tomorrow. Panic, got fear. I had been meditating Vipassana for 20, 30 years. Then I said, why you panic? He said, a long time didn't work really. He said, I have to attend this interview tomorrow. I don't know how to handle it. Then I knew what went on in her mind. And I told her, you know why you are there? No? Because you don't have faith. You don't have confidence in yourself. And all this comes from your habitual tendency, your conditioning. I say, if you have this attitude, you cannot survive long in the work environment. You will have problems. Then he said, yes. I said, what have you got to lose? Have faith in yourself, confidence in yourself, and tell yourself, worst case scenario is what? What is the worst case scenario? They don't hire you lah. Is that life and death? Why you panic for what? He said, I was told the boss very fierce. I was told their office. I say, this is all not reality. The reality is, now you should be at peace. Prepare for your interview. Find out more about the company and other things. And how to answer interview. Instead, what you do, you project your thought and worry about all this. Then only she starts to understand what is going on. Then she determines the fate, and she just, worst case scenario, you lose. Didn't get the job, not lose the job. But you haven't got a job. Worst case scenario is, they don't give you an offer. Then because of what I told her, she actually become more confident, then she went for the interview. Then after about a week, wrote me an email and thanked me, and said now she got another problem. I said, why? He got two offer. Don't know which to go. He got student like that one. The worst is, after I told her you have to make your own decision, because this is, she's a computer science graduate during our time, about younger than me. So because of that, she chose one of the offer, then she went. Then first few days, again, panic. Call up, is it? But still, long time didn't work already. So because this IT thing, they give you project or what, you have to actually solve it. Because she is a system analyst. You know what is a system analyst? Computer programmer. You have to come up with a program and all things and solve all those things. She, because of her attitude, she has the habitual tendency of panic, worry. Every time, like, go to meeting, I don't know how to answer. Then she said, people take advantage of her, people do. I said, nothing to do with that. That is all what your thought tell you. I said, the main problem with you is your fear. I said, why can't you just calm yourself down? Then, with a calm mind, with clarity, tell yourself you try your best. Understand? As long as you try your best, nobody can fault you. Understand? Nobody can penalize you. Nobody can do anything to you. You know why or not? I told her very simple. You went for interview. They saw your qualification. Yeah. They accept you based on that. Understand? Not? So why have you got to fear? You try your best. But of course, I tell her you don't lie. Understand? Not? You don't go and print all those forged certificates. No, very real one. So real one, what have you got to fear? Understand? Not? Then only she start to become confident. Yeah, I try my best. Nothing will happen in there because they accept me based on what I am qualified in there. Then don't know, tell them, don't know. Honest, be honest about it. Don't try to beat around the bush and pretend. I will submit to you tomorrow or 3 days' time. 3 days' time, still nothing. Then I told her, if you continue your old way, not only your boss, even I am your boss, I also will tell you all. What for I hire you, understand? Your attitude is not right. Then after he learned this, I said, this is mindfulness. Be heedful, be attentive, be aware. Don't allow your thought to project. You don't have fear, worry, anxiety. Your mind state is not restless. You have clarity. Then you can see things clearer. Then you can do things more efficient. Then learn to silence, learn to meditate. After a month, he wrote back the email and thanked me. I say, brother, thank you so much. He said, now, he very easily can deliver her whatever assignment or project given to her, that ahead of time. Then now he says he got time to make phone call. Last time, no time even to listen to phone call. Phone call only panic already. Kena firing and all. Then later on, she recovered, become very different, and a lot of confidence. That's why people who don't understand, they suffer for nothing. Today, who is that lady? The one that worked with the bank one? Joanna, is she here? She is here. You asked her last time, she also panicked like anything. She also kena kau-kau. Then she shared at one of the, I think, Papa Suri's house. I remember. She is now so different, so calm. She also threatened by the company. They threatened to dismiss her and sack her and take discipline action against her, many things. Then later on, she shared, I think after 2 months or one, at Papa Sriha, I remember, he said, Brother, very king, one, he said. talk to him 2-3 hours. He came to my house with another friend. You ask her. I told her similar thing. I said, what is there for you to lose? They hire you based on your qualification. They cannot dismiss you like that as well. Because your thought project, you create your own fear, your own panic attack, and you become miserable. And he was already in depression. You know, keep on repeating all those things. Before I even can advise her, she keep on telling me what she wants to tell me. I say, can you just listen? Then only later I say, oh yeah, I forgot to write down. First time he say, forgot to record. Then second time, forgot to write down. I say, you're going to listen to the recording. I say, it's all the sharing, we will have it. And this is how you resolve your worldly problem. Understand? This is how you see yourself, observe yourself, and develop your own understanding. You don't have to every time also come, brother, till I got this problem, brother, till I got that problem. I cannot be spending time with everybody doing this. I only share my understanding. You have to walk the path yourself. But when you have serious problem, please don't be scared. You are most welcome to come. But after that, your life, you decide what you want to do. Understand? Nothing to do with me. Whether after I share, you benefit from it or don't benefit, you agree or don't agree, nothing to do with me. Understand? But you have faith. I can guarantee you, you will become beautiful. You will solve your problem. And many, many Kayamita has already solved their problem and move on and become beautiful form and mind that can be blessing to many too, not only to themselves. Okay, we move on so that we can finish this quote. So to understand what is required, state of mind in which there is no identification or condemnation, means you don't identify, you don't condemn, you don't react, you don't do all those things, you just observe and understand. Which means a mind that is alert yet passive. That's why they told you passive awareness, choiceless awareness. Don't make choice, don't react, don't stir your mind. Just silent and just develop the understanding that when, because let the phenomena tell you the story. The characteristic of nature, you will insight into it because the phenomena will tell you the story. As you silence your mind and observe, you start to see their characteristic. You start to see how yourself, your form and mind, exhibiting those characteristics. You realize your thought come and go, feeling come and go, perception come and go, consciousness come and go, and you didn't die. Sense data from external that enters the mind through perception, mental form, they also come and go. So if all this come and go and you still didn't die, then who are you? What are you? Means feeling is not you. Mental form is not you. Perception is not you. Consciousness and thought process, your anger, your emotion, your fear, your worry, they are all not you. If they are you, when they change or die or disappear, you should die with it, isn't it? But because you didn't die with it, that's why feeling is not you, emotion is not you, fear is not you, anger is not you. They are conditioned arising state. And when you are silent, passive, alert, you will see them, you will understand them. Then you can inquire deep, then who am I? What am I? And then you will understand according to the Green Book. Then with the Dhamma sharing all, you can actually understand much faster. So these are all the important cultivation that you have to develop through your own mindfulness, heedfulness, and awareness. So seeing all this, you will awaken, you will straighten your view, you will not be like last time, so deluded. When you understand, you know how to act, you know how to live, you got no more fear. Always remember what I used to share with you. Whatever happened in life, don't panic, don't react, calm yourself down. Can or not? People always, one phone call come only, panic already. Or when they are told something, they worry like anything. It will not help you, understand? All this fear, worry, anxiety will not help you. Then you want to check whether you have wrong view and delusion or not, very simple. You just silence your mind and check. You listen, huh? Whenever you are not peaceful and unhappy, what happens? Huh? I write on the board. Whenever you are not peaceful and unhappy, what happened to you? Huh? The evil roots are there, understand or not? Whenever, you better get this understood. You are unhappy and not peaceful. Means you are heedless. Understand not? Only the heedless are unhappy and not peaceful. Yeah. Then the three evil roots are there. Means you have wrong thought, understand not? Means you have wrong thought. Thought that condition your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow and your lamentation that make you restless. That's how the mental hindrance come about. When you have wrong view, you have wrong thought, then evil roots are there. The five mental hindrances are there. So the best way to check is, you check whether you are peaceful and happy or not. Whenever you are not peaceful and not happy, trace the cause behind that unhappiness and the lack of peace. You must have this evil root. You must have wrong thought. Otherwise you will be very peaceful and very happy. So, means you are holding on to something. You are worrying about something. That's why your mind becomes restless, unhappy. The lack of peace is because you are not what they call happy with life. You cannot get what you want. And you have craving. You have desire. You want things your way. You cannot accept the reality. So sometimes in life it's very easy, you know. Like I say, you got two choices. No? Complain, go against what is, and become what you are. And the choice is very simple. Right? If you can accept the reality, don't react, don't stir, and become peaceful, what will you choose? Let's say you got two choices. Huh? You want to continue to blame, react, and become miserable or not? There is so much of this good thing to do with that. Nowadays with the TV, you can enjoy so much of this world news and even what they call ticket to indulgence. And also travel the world free of charge. They show you everything. That day I just saw Hokkaido, then Europe and many other places. And you can actually nowadays have this type of good life. Our civilization can support all these things. And you have the means and the understanding. You can have so much fun and joy. You can have kayamita to cultivate all this dhamma and do all the sharing. And you can rejoice and have all this wholesomeness. Then you can partake in all these things. And this is beautiful life, isn't it? Giving you all the rich and beautiful experience and good life. And yet, you are building up your parami, your karma, your merits, your blessing. Instead of doing all those things that lead to downfall and become miserable. Black and white, so easy to choose, isn't it? Why still worry about life, complain about life, and go back to the old way? If I were you, that would be the last thing I do. Life is so beautiful. If your husband wants to continue to do what they do to you, you say, that is the game of suffering. Tongku de you see, I play enough already. Now you continue to play. I don't want to play with you already. Oh, you want to get unhappy, angry? You go ahead. Now I want to have good life. I want to enjoy life. My money, I spend. I want to go for this, go for that. Then I want to make full use of this to help my own family member. Then to have the good life, to help others do good things. Then life becomes different, understand not? Instead, every day come home, argue, worry about this, worry about that. Then your husband or your spouse, maybe you use the word spouse, tell you, hey, you call up the boy already or not? You call up the girl already or not? That thing solved already or not? Every day worry about problem, trying to solve problems. You never live life at all, understand? Instead, come home, have love and be loved, understand? Darling, how are you today? You feel good, isn't it? When do you want to go for dinner? This type of speech are so much better, isn't it? Then, wow, our girl did very well, you know. Even they have problem also, nothing, isn't it? I think now it's about time to let our girl learn. It's still young, we're going through life. You share your experience, I share my experience. Then you play the good guy, I play the bad guy. Then you handle their problem. And there's so much fun in doing all these things. You love them. You actually very sincere. But instead, you go back, you get angry. Then what you do? You got a lot of time, you go and do, you go and handle. You end up wrong speech, everything, then the whole family, disharmony, understand? Then you cannot solve problem because the anger, the emotion, the unhappiness, they just let it come out. We have the habitual tendency. I understand life is not easy. Maybe in the office, you kena blue-black. Then come back, your wife someone nag you and say all those things. You lie your temper, you let go everything. But life need not be this way, understand? Even if your boss or whatever say all these things to you and do all those things to you, if you have wisdom, you can still accept them for what they are. Then ask yourself, what happened? What went wrong? Then resolve it, understand? Move on, smile to them. Then really be sincere. I really don't understand what is going on. Can you please enlighten me more on what actually happened? If you have this good, sincere attitude in you, nobody will actually do all this to you. If they do all this to you, it's because you have problem. Like that girl, that IT girl that I mentioned. We are so fearful, so worried. How can you produce good work? Cannot. Due to your fear, your worry, your anxiety, what you come up with, I tell you, anybody who see the world also will tell you off. So you have to actually change. Change your understanding, your approach to your own career, your work, your relationship with people. That's why this is all about the teaching. You have to learn and observe yourself, then learn how to communicate. That's why the teaching is Noble Eightfold Path. Right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood. Then all this will become your new virtue. Then you will start to develop the right effort to abandon the wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action. Then develop all the wholesome one. Then later on with the mindfulness, able to prevent them from arising. Then you can actually arise the final right effort to refine upon all those right thought, right speech, right action, or wholesomeness that is already in you, then to perfect them. So this is what the cultivation is all about. Noble Eightfold Path. Keep on developing the mindfulness, the heedfulness to understand all this. Then live your life in accordance with that understanding. Then it becomes a living reality. The three phases of Dhamma, remember? Yeah? Three phases of Dhamma, Pariyatti, Patipatti, and Pativeda. Oh, sorry, exceeded time. Pariyatti is learning of the teaching. After you have learned, you have to put it into practice. Patipatti. Then when you put it into cultivation and practice, perfected it, you awaken, you become liberated, then you get to live the third phase of Dhamma, which is Pativeda. That is your most beautiful phase. You get to live the life of an enlightened one, free of suffering, no more suffering. And you become beautiful, and you can be a great blessing to all of humanity. and mankind. Okay, we better end. So we end. You can rejoice if you want to. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we will do the sharing of merits, transfer of merits. Then after that, we can end. Sharing of merits with the devas. Akasata cha bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa chirang rakantu loka sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits, and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta vata ca amehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transfer merits to the departed one. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let these merits accrue to a departed relative and those who can receive them, and may they all too be well and happy always. We will invoke the blessing for the nation. Devo asatukalena sasa sampati heto cha fito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be peaceful and prosperous always. May the government, the king and the rulers be righteous. Then you evoke your own aspiration. Imina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya. By the grace of this marriage that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one, until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Keep in respect mindfully to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattva.
You know what, thank you.